Good morning, everyone. Very warm welcome to our worship this morning. We're all busy, aren't we, this time of year? And we're all busy today. There's a lot going on. From 10 o'clock, there's carol singing down at Sainsbury's. And then, of course, we have our carol service this evening at 6:30. So what I thought we would do this morning, as you know, because it's been advertised, is we would just do a very simple 9 lessons and carols. Excellent. And carols is quite a nice way, because it will just take us through in a very simple way the prophecies and the Bible readings leading up to the birth of Jesus, and we will sing some carols and in a very simple way reflect and remember the story of Emmanuel, God with us, coming to us. Welcome to the fourth week of Advent. And I believe Marion is going to come and... Oh, there she is, Marion. Is going to come and light our Advent candle for us.
Good morning. The theme for the fourth week in Advent is love. Christmas is only holy if we make it so. The impact of the world, from consumerism to the constant demands of the hyper-connected world, can make the true spiritual meaning of Christmas seem as distant as the furthest star. It's only when we consciously carve out a space for the holy in our heads, our hearts, and our lives that the deeper mysteries of the season can reveal themselves. It's only when we remember that Christ is born into the world through each of us. We light a candle for love. God is the creator and sustainer of all that is. God is love. So love creates and sustains all that is. Christ was born on earth as the material presence of the eternal God. Christ is love. As we are filled with Christ, we are filled with love. As Christ is born through us into the world, love too overflows from within us. This Christmas, make space for the coming of Christ in you, that the world will see the love of God. Let us pray. Loving God, may we know your love in us. Send Jesus again to be born in us through the power of your Spirit. Amen.
Thank you, Marion. So, 3 days to go before Christmas Day. And so we start by singing an Advent hymn rather than a carol. And we sing 180, O come, O come. Oh, no, we don't. We sing 169. I'm ahead of myself already. Slow down, Tim. Come, thou long-expected Jesus. And so let's stand as we're able. Together we sing 169. Let's pray. With joy we come here today to praise you, gracious God. We give you thanks for Jesus Christ our Lord, who came among us as the Word made flesh, to show us your glory full of grace and truth. Therefore we join our voices with all the saints and angels and the whole of creation to proclaim the glory of your name. O God, in the sending of your Son, Jesus, to be born of Mary, your Word became flesh, and we have seen a new and radiant vision of your glory. His name is above every name, the Prince of Peace and Saviour of all. In him we have been brought out of darkness and into your marvellous light. And so today we come, as those shepherds did, seeking the Messiah. We come to meet with the Saviour of the world, to worship and adore you. We come as the wise men did, with gifts, not of gold, frankincense and myrrh, but with the offerings of grateful and thankful hearts. Therefore, let us read and mark in Holy Scripture this amazing story of your loving purposes. And let us make this church glad with our carols of praise. These prayers and praises we humbly offer you in the name of Jesus, your Son and our Saviour. Amen. And now a collect for today. We pray, Lord, that you would purify our hearts, that they may be worthy to become your dwelling place. Let us never fail to find room for you, but come and abide in us, that we also may abide in you. Almighty God, you have given us your only begotten Son to take our nature upon himself, and as at this time to be born of the Virgin Mary, grant that we, who have been born again and made your children by adoption and grace, may daily be renewed by your Holy Spirit. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. First reading starts way back in Genesis and is going to be read to us by Heather.
The reading is from Genesis chapter 3. When the cool evening breezes were blowing, the man and his wife heard the Lord God walking about in the garden. So they hid from the Lord God among the trees. Then the Lord God called to the man, "Where are you?" He replied, "I heard you walking in the garden, so I hid. I was afraid because I was naked." "Who told you that you were naked?" the Lord God asked. "Have you eaten from the tree whose fruit I commanded you not to eat?" The man replied, "It was the woman you gave me who gave me the fruit, and I ate it." Then the Lord God asked the woman, "What have you done?" "The serpent deceived me," she replied. "That's why I ate it." Then the Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, you are cursed more than all animals, domestic and wild. You will crawl on your belly, groveling in the dust as long as you live. And I will cause hostility between you and the woman, and between your offspring and her offspring. He will strike your head, and you will strike his heel." Then he said to the woman, "I will sharpen the pain of your pregnancy, and in pain you will give birth. And you will desire to control your husband, but he will rule over you." And to the man he said, "Since you listened to your wife and ate from the tree whose fruit I commanded you not to eat, the ground is cursed because of you. All your life you will struggle to scratch a living from it. It will grow thorns and thistles for you, though you will eat of its grains. By the sweat of your brow will you have food to eat until you return to the ground from which you were made. For you were made from dust, and to dust you will return." Amen.
Thank you, Heather. So our Christmas story does not begin on a very cheerful note, does it? Which is why we need Emmanuel. So let's turn to our second hymn, shall we? 180. O come, Emmanuel. And the refrain says, rejoice, for Emmanuel shall come to you, O Israel. Again, let's stand as we're able as we sing 180. We continue our readings now into Genesis, and then Isaiah, and Andrew and Marion are going to come and read for us.
This reading is taken from the 22nd chapter of Genesis, beginning at verse 15. Then the angel of the Lord called again to Abraham from heaven. This is what the Lord says: because you have obeyed me and have not withheld even your son, your only son, I swear by my own name that I will certainly bless you. I will multiply your descendants beyond number, like the stars in the sky and the sand on the seashore. Your descendants will conquer the cities of their enemies, and through your descendants, all the nations of the earth will be blessed, all because you have obeyed me. Amen.
Reading from Isaiah chapter 9, verse 2 and 6 and 7. The people who walk in darkness will see a great light. For those who live in a land of deep darkness, a light will shine. For a child is born to us, a son is given to us. The government will rest on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His government and its peace will never end. He will rule with fairness and justice from the throne of his ancestor David for all eternity. The passionate commitment of the Lord of Heaven's armies will make this happen. Amen.
So from Genesis we had God's promise of blessing for all people, for all nations. And then Isaiah tells us that this will come through the birth of a son. And so we sing again number 217 as we sing about silently how that Emmanuel comes among us. We'll sing Silent Night, Holy Night. Again, let's stand as we're able to sing. 217. Please be seated. So we continue our story from Isaiah. Sheila is going to come and read to that, and I'm not sure that Sheila or Paul then will continue the story from Luke's Gospel.
The reading is from Isaiah chapter 11. Out of the stump of David's family will grow a shoot, yes, a new branch, bearing fruit from the old root. And the Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and fear of the Lord. He will delight in obeying the Lord. He will not judge by appearance, nor make a decision based on hearsay. In that day, the wolf and the lamb will live together. The leopard will lie down with the baby goat. The calf and the yearling will be safe with the lion, and a little child will lead them all. The cow will graze near the bear. The cub and the calf will lie down together. The lion will eat hay like a cow. The baby will play safely near the hole of a cobra. Yes, a little child will put its hand in a nest of deadly snakes without harm. Nothing will hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain. For as the waters fill the sea, so the earth will be filled with people who know the Lord.
The fifth reading is taken from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 1, verses 26 to 38. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a village in Galilee, to a virgin named Mary. She was engaged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of King David. Gabriel appeared to her and said, "Greetings, favored woman, the Lord is with you." Confused and disturbed, Mary tried to think what the angel could mean. "Don't be afraid, Mary," the angel told her, "for you have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be very great, and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor David, and he will reign over Israel forever. His kingdom will never end." Mary asked the angel, "But how can this happen? I am a virgin." The angel replied, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the baby to be born will be holy, and he will be called the Son of God. What's more, your relative Elizabeth has become pregnant in her old age. People used to say she was barren, but she has conceived a son and is now in her sixth month. For the word of God will never fail." Mary responded, "I am the Lord's servant. May everything you have said about me come true." And then the angel left her. Amen.
Thank you, Paul. So the prophecies of Isaiah culminate in this visit of the angel Gabriel to Mary. And we see that Christ is coming soon. So let's sing again as we pick up the story in 205. It came upon the midnight clear, that glorious song of old. Again, we'll stand as we're able as we sing. 205. So we continue with our story from Luke's Gospel, and first of all Graham is going to come and read to us, and then Jennifer from Luke.
This reading is from Luke chapter 2, verse 1 and verses 3 to 7. At that time, the Roman Emperor Augustus decreed that a census should be taken throughout the Roman Empire. All returned to their own ancestral towns to register for this census. And because Joseph was a descendant of King David, he had to go to Bethlehem in Judea, David's ancient home. He travelled there from the village of Nazareth in Galilee. He took with him Mary, to whom he was engaged, who was now expecting a child. And while they were there, the time came for her baby to be born. She gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him snugly in strips of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no lodging available for them.
Continuing Luke's Gospel, chapter 2, starting at verse 8. That night, there were shepherds staying in the fields nearby, guarding their flocks of sheep. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared among them, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them. They were terrified, but the angel reassured them. "Don't be afraid," he said. "I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people. The Saviour, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David. And you will recognize him by this sign. You will find a baby wrapped snugly in strips of cloth, lying in a manger." Suddenly, the angel was joined by a vast host of others, the armies of heaven, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and peace on earth to those whom God is pleased." When the angels had returned to heaven, the shepherds said to each other, "Let's go to Bethlehem. Let's see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." They hurried to the village and found Mary and Joseph. And there was the baby lying in the manger. Amen.
So Jesus has been born. That reading we read earlier on from Genesis 22, where God said that all people would be blessed, now comes to us through an angel's proclamation that this will be good news of great joy for all people. And so we can sing, "Unto us a boy is born." It's number 218 in your Singing the Faith. "A boy is born, but the King of all creation." Let's stand again as we're able as we sing. Barbara will now continue our story from Matthew's Gospel. Thank you, Barbara.
Reading from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 2, verses 1 to 12. Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the reign of King Herod. About that time, some wise men from eastern lands arrived in Jerusalem, asking, "Where is this newborn King of the Jews? We saw his star as it rose, and we have come to worship him." King Herod was deeply disturbed when he heard this, as was everyone in Jerusalem. He called a meeting of the leading priests and teachers of religious law and asked, "Where is this Messiah supposed to be born?" "In Bethlehem in Judea," they said, "for this is what the prophet wrote. And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not least among the ruling cities of Judah, for a ruler will come from you who will be the shepherder for my people Israel. Then Herod called for a private meeting with the wise men, and he learnt from them the time when the star first appeared. Then he told them, "Go to Bethlehem and search carefully for the child. And when you find him, come back and tell me, so that I can go and worship him too." After this interview, the wise men went their way, and the star they had seen in the east guided them to Bethlehem. It went ahead of them and stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were filled with joy. They entered the house and saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasure chests and gave him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. When it was time to leave, they returned to their own country by another route, for God had warned them in a dream not to return to Herod. Amen.
There are two very short meditations that I want to read to you this morning, and this is the first of these. It's called Birth Song. Soon, soon, the Saviour of the world will be born. Born into the arms of a strong woman. Born into the cupped hands of a carpenter. Soon, soon, the Saviour of the world will be born. Born lowly to raise the humble. Born vulnerable to feed the hungry. Born strong to scatter the proud. Born to raise the poor from the dust. The night star shines. The light of the world will be born. The night the angels sing. The shepherd of the flock will be born. The Trinity eternal. The hungry baby without a home in the world. God, our Creator, is opening a door for us. The mountains will rejoice and the waves of the sea will sing for joy, for there is no Holy One like Him. Each day, each night, the light of our lanterns, the light of our life, we will praise and adore Him. Each day, each night, we will prepare a home in our hearts for Him. Each day, each night, may the world prepare a cradle of welcome for Him. For soon, soon, the Saviour of the world will be born. We're going to sing again now, number 215 in your Singing the Faith. See, amid the winter snow, the chorus says, "Hail thou ever blessed morn, hail redemption's happy dawn, sing through all Jerusalem, for Christ is born in Bethlehem." Let's stand as we're able as we sing. We come to God now with our prayers for others, so let us pray. O Lord, our God, as we celebrate again this amazing Christmas, we ask you to make us humble and loving like Jesus, who did not come to be served, that it is better to give than to receive, so that in his name we may devote ourselves service of all those who are. God of love, will you open the hearts and minds this Christmas time to the good and saving news of Jesus Christ, that those whose life is insecure or empty or aimless may find in the one born in Bethlehem all that they day and much more besides. Gracious God, in this season of peace and goodwill, we pray that there may be peace in our world, that you would cause nations and people to stop fighting and warring, that you would bring reconciliation and calm where there is only bloodshed and misery. We pray for those who are sad or lonely or vulnerable or in grief. Be near to those who need you most this Christmas, we pray. We remember the hungry, the oppressed, the poor, the homeless. May you show your mercy, Lord, and help us to reach out in love and provision to those who most need it. We remember those who are sick at this time or away from their families. And as you came to our world 2,000 years ago, come, we pray. Father, may this season renew our hope in you, and may we see your love and your kingdom at work in our world and in our lives. Amen. And let's say together the Lord's Prayer, shall we? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Amen. Our penultimate carol is number 210 in Singing the Faith. It's been very difficult choosing these carols because I wanted to choose carols that we weren't doing tonight. And when you're doing so many different carol services around Christmas, it's very difficult not to repeat all the same carols. So that's part of the reason for the choice that we've had. But they're lovely carols, and this one is beautiful. Love Came Down at Christmas, the words of Christina Georgina Rossetti. While we sing this carol, we will also take up our offering, which will be for the work of God in this place. As I suspect that doing that may take longer than the three verses of the hymn, I'm going to ask Michael if he can just continue playing while the offering is being received. So let's stand as we're able as we sing. Love Came Down at Christmas. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for all your gifts to us. Your blessings are new every morning. You bless us in so many ways. And we thank you most of all for the amazing gift of your Son, Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us. Thank you, Jesus, that you came to show us who God was, what God was. You came to show us love. Love came down at Christmas. And so we offer you our praise and thanksgiving. And now we present to you these gifts of money, and we pray that you would use these, Lord, to help us to spread your love and make your good news of great joy for all people known in this community. Lord, we pray that through these gifts, people may encounter more of you and know that life in all its fullness that you came to bring. For we ask it in the name of Jesus. Amen. Our final reading is from John's Gospel, and Joyce is going to come and read that to us.
From the Gospel of John, chapter 1, the first 14 verses. In the beginning, the Word already existed. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. He existed in the beginning with God. God created everything through him, and nothing was created except through him. The Word gave life to everything that was created, and his life brought light to everyone. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it. God sent a man, John the Baptist, to tell about the light, so that everyone might believe because of his testimony. John himself was not the light. He was simply a witness to tell about the light. The one who is the true light, who gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He came into the very world that he created. But the world did not recognize him. He came to his own people, and even they rejected him. But to all who believed in him and accepted him, he gave the right to become children of God. They are reborn, not with a physical birth resulting from human passion or plan, but a birth that comes from God. So the Word became human and made his home among us. He was full of unfailing love and faithfulness, and we have seen his glory, the glory of the Father's one and only Son.
The Word became flesh, or human, as Joyce read, and made his home among us. And the Word, God, still makes his home among us. Let me read you one more reflection. This is called Open the Stable Door. Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and his name is called Prince of Peace. The loving God, Messiah, is soon to come to us, in Bethlehem, least of cities. And so we offer our praise with hearts lifted high, for in the communion of his love, Christ comes close to us, and we come close to Christ. May God bring new life when we are worn and tired, new love where we have turned hard-hearted, forgiveness where we have wounded, and the joy and freedom of his Holy Spirit where we are prisoners of ourselves. So let us open the stable door. Let us kneel with shepherds and cattle. Let us ponder this Word made flesh. And let us glory in our Saviour. And then, having received the living Lord into our own hands, let us go on our way rejoicing. We're going to sing our final carol now, which is number 330. Can I invite you all to join us for tea and coffee, which I think we're having afterwards? I'm just looking for some nods of approval. Yes, tea and coffee. Through this door here and then to the left. And also do join us, if you're able to, at 6:30 this evening for our service. An awful lot going on then this evening, but it will be a good time, I'm sure. Thank you for all of those who've participated and read and helped in this morning. Talwin, you have been amazing. Cannot believe. Been amazing, actually, not just Toby. Let's stand, shall we, and sing our final carol. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. 330 in singing the faith. And so may God the Father, who loved the world so much that he sent his only Son, Jesus, give you grace and hope this Christmas time. And may God, the Son, Jesus, who came to us as a baby in Bethlehem to be our Redeemer and Saviour. Reveal to you the path from darkness to light, from helplessness to hope. God, the Holy Spirit, by whose working Virgin Mary conceived the Christ, lead you to the greatest gift of all this Christmas time, the gift of life in all its fullness, life with meaning and purpose and hope. And now may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among us and remain with us always. Amen.